You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM. We appreciate the support for New Day with Rhett Palmer from the family of Mosquito Joe. For information, find them on the internet at melbourne@mosquitojoe.com. Roaches gone, ants gone, spiders and hornets all gone.
And it's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. Ed Zoll is in the studio. Good morning, Ed Zoll. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, Rhett.
You're a young man of what, 32?
34.
34. Okay, you're married. 34. Any children yet?
No children yet. We're looking to adopt. Adopt, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I have some adoption stories within my own family, and we'll talk about it sometime. But Ed Zoll, I find it very interesting. He's a very smart young man. He works with a media company.
TLM Global.
Yeah, and TLM there's Global. He's a famous, thank you very much. It's a famous talk show guy, right? He's
on Stu Peters.
Stu Peters. Because I know Barbara's very familiar with him. And so, where are you from originally?
Bedford, England.
You're from England?
Yeah, I'm from England.
Oh, you talk like that, you know?
Well, you know, you Americans, you beat the accent out of me, you know? it's very dangerous to come to this country before 9/11 speaking like an Indian, you know, a guy maybe from Pakistan a little bit, you know?
Oh, yeah. Are you Indian?
Yeah, really. Indian and Polish. Indian
I didn't really
Polish,
notice. Yeah, you do have a darker skin, black hair. I don't think in terms of, you know, it's like it's just gone away. What I do want to ask is if somebody could bring me a couple of bottles of water from the refrigerator, I'd really appreciate it. Anyway, so welcome to WCNO, and it's a new day, and we want to find out about your walk with Jesus. We can talk about issues. We don't want to talk about anybody specifically, because on here we believe everybody can be redeemed as long as they're still breathing.
That's the gospel message.
Hey, yeah. And you seemed, from the very first time I met you, it seemed like your priority was the Lord. And I really appreciate that. And I'd love to have you here. Would you like a water there?
Oh, thank you, Rick.
So, tell us about yourself. You're an Indian from Britain who doesn't even have a British accent.
do I need to speak in the British accent for this? I was born in England, born in Bedford. My parents. And of course, quite the story of conciliation between a generation of immigrants. You know, my dad, Polish, fled Ukraine, Poland during World War II. Parents
he did,
yeah, they did. So he was born in Nottingham.
Your father,
yeah,
did?
He was but
How
a dream.
Old was he?
He was but a dream when they fled. So he was born in Nottingham. Of course, the parents were the ones that fled. Grandparents, and they served in the expeditionary forces. They helped the Allies, of course. Defeated the Nazis, big W for civilization. And, of course, we want the Nazis to repent, even the current ones, all right, even the current ones. And
wherever
they may be. Okay, so this is the thing. They came to England. They settled in Nottingham, and my mom comes from a family of indentured servants out of Guyana. Mm-hmm. Guyana. They came to
Is that South America?
South America, border with Colombia.
And Sir Lionel Lacou.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I know.
My personal friend.
What?
And folks, in case you don't know who he was Sir Lionel Lacou in his early 60s. He came to know Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Wow.
Had 214 murder acquittals. He's in the Guinness World of Records of the most successful attorney of all time. Now, out of 214 people, do you think perhaps Sir Lionel in his midst had somebody who had actually committed murder? But he had 214 people off. He was brilliant beyond. Matter of fact, he's the responsible. I shot a music video over in Israel. He wrote a letter. And I remember this is a lesson for all of us. He wrote a letter to Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson, I met the finest young man. And would you favorably consider having him on your international broadcast? He said, would you favorably consider? Consider that when you're writing a letter, it puts a person over towards the positive. You controlled the situation a little bit more. A genius of a man.
Oh, certainly. I'd say that in respect to whether he defended a murderer, what he did do, he did his duty. And this is the thing. He was meant to defend his client in a court of law, so they get a fair trial, a fair judge of the facts, fair judge of what's happening.
And he defended Jesus in the end and became his all in all. He was obsessed. He had a born-again experience with Jesus and defended Jesus. Because, you know, Jesus said, The world hates me because I show them that their deeds are evil.
100%, 100%. And I was just reading today in the book of Acts. We do a Bible study for younger guys. And I'll get to that in a second. I'll just give you a little background. But how I came to become a Christian, who's 34, living in Vero Beach, Florida. Beautiful, sunny state, great people. You know, how I came here was my family, mom, Guyana, they fled during the Communist Revolution, went to England, dad, the right family was in Nottingham. They met in London, actually around the time that Billy Graham was doing his crusades. My mom accepted Jesus very early. My dad was a little bit of a holdout. He didn't become a Christian until I was in high school in America. Anyway, so they got together, of course, had me and my sister. We moved to America before 9/11, and we moved to Tampa. I grew up in Tampa for about 2 years, and then we moved to the Midwest. Got a great upbringing in the Midwest. I moved to the Quad Cities.
Why would one leave Tampa for the Midwest?
Work. You know, my dad's a lot of things. My dad is a hard worker. That's why he's actually my business manager now. That's what's
really?
Yeah, so it's great.
So does he live in town here?
He moved.
I'd love to meet him.
Yeah, I'll bring him in next time we come in. And so my dad, Richard, does have his English accent. It works great for business deals, by
cool.
the way. Yeah, it sounds very formal when we're negotiating
things. Yes, it immediately gives you respect, especially on the radio. You know, accents work so well.
They're so polite. They're so polite. Yeah. You know, and so we came to America. And, you know, for me, I was my father's mother was Catholic. She's passed away. She, of course, was serving in her church in Nottingham.
Your mother?
My father's mother. My
father's mother was Catholic.
Catholic. And my mother's mother, you know, they for a lot of their life, played around with Hinduism. You know, 50 million gods inside this this room. I remember in my grandmother's house where they would do little prayers and do a little ritual and all that stuff. My grandmother eventually converted, on my mother's side, converted to Christianity.
I wonder why. I wonder how that went down.
Well, I think it was when you come near the end of your life and you start to wonder, there's something about Hinduism. Hinduism, it empowers the caste system in India. And a lot of people don't know about this. The short and skinny of it is that there's a system in India where there is an established lower class, and you can spit on them, you can kick them, you can trade them, you can cut them up for pieces. I mean, it's crazy, but it's established lower class. Interestingly, America, we emphasize the merchant class, the capitalism. It's great. It's a great hallmark of our free market here. Not there. You're one of the lower classes if you're a merchant. The highest class of politics.
But the Bible does say that a man shall enjoy the fruit of his labors.
100%.
On behalf of, you know, working capitalism.
And a man's worth is that you got to pay people. You got to pay people fairly. The man's their work, their labor is worth the labor. Okay, you got to pay the labor. You got to pay them. And, and as a business owner, you know, as you know this too, you got to pay people. But in India, they don't believe in that, and the system there is very corrupt. And when it came down to it, you know, a lot of people in that culture, my mom's culture, there's a lot of. There's a lot of anti-women stuff too. A lot of women are treated as cattle, and in this respect, passed around between families and marriages.
No matter what the caste level.
No matter what the caste level. In the high class families, they will still marry their daughters off to people that the daughter may not even love. Now, call me a hopeless romantic. I do believe there should be love. There should be love. The Bible lays out. Paul laid out that of course, when you're lonely, it's good for you to find a wife. Find a wife. To go into a marriage, go into a relationship like the reflection of the body of Christ, we got to be respectful. We got to love each other. We got to hold each other up. Obviously, as Christians, we are not for sexual relations outside marriage, and there's a reason for this. And I don't know if you want to get to that.
The male and female marriage is a foreshadowing of the eternal marriage we have with Jesus as his bride. He's going to come back for a holy bride.
Yes, he's going to come back for a holy bride, and also it keeps us accountable. You know, we are guys. We know it's just great when we're inside that union.
How did you meet your beautiful wife?
Well, my beautiful wife.
Long before I met you, she's in the advertising business.
She is. She does a wonderful job.
I had no idea she had the spectacular husband.
I'm very lucky. Yeah. He's my better half for sure. Yeah. And so Morgan I met when I was in the military. So I joined the military. I came in as a – they already had a couple jobs for me because I was an immigrant. So they said, you got to do a combat job. So
that's combat.
You got to go into a combat role, and that's how you can join.
Put you on the front line. It's kind of funny. You're an immigrant.
That's the thing. It's absolutely
true. Remember Bob Jones said, I pity the poor immigrant.
It's true, though. And so they offered me a couple of jobs. One, infantryman, paratrooper. You could be a ranger. You could be an engineer. You could be a sniper. You could be all these other things. And I looked at it. It was like one of them was a tanker, someone who drives a tank. And I was looking at this. I was like, this seems to be the safest of all these jobs. I'm going to go with that one. You know, they're like a tanker. So I went in the Army as a tank driver.
Not today, though, with those drones. I've been watching them being blown up on TV.
Well, the Russian ones for sure. The Abrams still, there's a very famous example from the Thunder Dome, which was the invasion in Iraq in 2003. 3rd Infantry Division sent the tank column directly into Baghdad, blowing up everything left and right. No, a lot of my sergeants were, though. Oh. My first unit was in Fort Stewart. That's where 3rd Infantry Division is located. And the short and skinny of this is that they had a tank that got disabled. And they had to blow this thing up. That's the protocol. If a tank gets disabled,
Don't leave it behind.
They don't leave it behind. And it took. They weren't even able to accomplish it. They dropped a JDAM on it, which is a mini nuke. They dropped all kinds of munitions on it. They shot the thing a million times. They had tanks shoot it, and the Abrams didn't break. So up until this day, I'd say the T-72s that are getting wrecked, the T-90s, some of them, the T-14s, the Russians are still rolling around in Kiev and in other parts of Ukraine. They're not necessarily great examples of a real battle tank. A real battle tank, the American one, is very good.
So you drove a tank?
Drove it, shot it, commanded it. I got to do all that. You help pay for it, right? I appreciate you.
No,
paying
but
your taxes.
I'd like to, that's amazing.
It's
you
a
drove
fun job.
A tank. I always wonder about those guys. I got one. You know, I'd like to go see a tank and have you explain things.
A lot of my friends I served with are now tank commanders or they're, you know, they're serving at the
CEO. By the way, thank you on behalf of my listeners and myself for serving very much. God bless you.
And thank your listeners and you for paying for my service. You know, hey, we got to drive tanks for a living. What a great rubbery.
You earned this.
Sure. So they actually gave me my citizenship while I was in, so that was good.
Wonderful.
And then, yeah, it was wonderful. I became an American.
Did that accelerate the process because you were?
Yes, it did, yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I got
as
it first
should.
Year. Yeah, it was good. And, yeah, there's a story that I won't get into now. Maybe we could do it on another show. A colonel made a very interesting joke when I got to the citizenship ceremony. My sister had come for the ceremony, and he made a mistake. I was a single guy, but he made a mistake. He thought this was my wife or something. You know? But anyway, so Colonel Sexton, I will never forget that.
You want to hear the rest of the interview? Tune in from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. I'm Rhett Palmer. This is a new day, if you want it to be.
Indian River Real Estate, LLC, is a hometown family company. Hi, I'm Josh Stahls. My wife, Mandy, and I have deep roots in this community and are blessed to be raising our two sons here. Growing up in Indian River County, I understand the changing market and love helping our clients find a place to call home. Mandy and I have the tools and experience to guide our clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling process is what we do. We can be found at IndianRiverRealEstateLLC.com or on Facebook.